Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, welcome to Saturday night. So glad to have you with us, Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, my name, and so honored to have you. We have got an enormous show for you coming up in the next couple of hours. Hope you can stick around for the full amount. In fact, Owen, if it's okay with you, let's go to the big board. You can see right here we have got an enormous lineup tonight. Andrew Giuliani, the son of the former mayor of the city of New York, going to join us. He wants to be the governor of New York State, one of the candidates running this coming Tuesday for the primary election there. Also joining us, Miranda Devine of the New York Post. Love her work. Love all the common sense that she brings to the discussion. And she's got an update for us on the Biden family and some of their drama. We will also speak with Dr. Jeanette Nishwat and some of the top medical stories of the week. Some of the things that you may not have known, including a tasty beverage that may be better for you than you realized. And also tonight, it is our night before Father's Day. And with us tonight in the music spotlight, we've got Stephen Curtis Chapman with two classic Father's Day songs. One of them about being the father of an adopted child, which is how many people become parents, and one of them a song of dedication to a biological daughter of his as well. So it's going to be a great night. Hope you'll stick around for the full thing. Speaking of which, it always is a good day when this thing arrives here in the McCullough House. Let me just crack into this. This is, if you've been with us and you've heard Bethany Mandel on the broadcast, you know we've talked about the Heroes of Liberty, and the new one just came, and I'm always eager to see who my children will be reading about next in terms of being a hero. And lo and behold, here it is, the brand new one, General Douglas MacArthur. What a great book, and I know that my boys are going to be into this, so we'll be getting that. Last month's Rush Limbaugh, this month's Douglas MacArthur. All right. Thank you, Heroes of Liberty. Again, you can subscribe and get those great stories coming your way in your house. They're only $19.99 a month, and you get the brand new one that that is out. And I think that they have a special edition for Mark Twain that is about to be released as well. So it should be kind of interesting. All right. I think that's all the preview. Let me jump into my first thoughts tonight. You know, Father's Day is something that I don't think we can over-celebrate in America. The importance of fathers to the development of children has been grossly misunderstood and underestimated in recent decades. And study after study continues to show, especially for children in at-risk youth communities, be they kids in poor neighborhoods, be they whatever circumstances they're facing, that when kids are more at risk, then the importance of fathers goes up even more, and the difference that a father can make in the life of a child all that more relevant. Which is why it's really weird tonight to be talking and seeing about a story out of NBC's Today Show. The NBC website, today.com, is marking Father's Day with the weirdest story I've ever seen related to fathers. Here's the title of the piece. I wouldn't be a father without abortion. Okay. I wouldn't be a father without abortion. I think that's kind of the opposite of how it works, but let's see what they had to say. Eight fathers explained how abortion allowed them to grow into people who were ready to be parents. Honored Father's Day this weekend with a story about eight different dads and how abortion helped them become the fathers they are today. Daniel Danielle Campoamore, Today.com reporter, interviewed these guys. And she wrote, eight dads are sharing how abortion has helped them become the fathers they are today on what experts believe will likely be the last Father's Day before the Supreme Court issues a ruling that would overturn Roe v. Wade. So just to be clear, these are eight dads that are claiming that they became a better father because they had first participated in a termination. That's okay. Let's just examine some of what they have to say. The first man, named Andrew, has a 5-year-old son, told NBC's Today Show, I wouldn't be a father without this. He explained that both he and his wife had abortions in prior relationships, and when both revealed that to each other during their relationship, they found connection and support with one another. Well, I don't question that something as traumatic as an abortion would be common ground that you could share if you were trying to connect with someone. I can understand how that would work. But that makes you a better dad? Here's his exact quote. If we had not been able to terminate an unwanted pregnancy, we wouldn't be happily married with a 5-year-old. It would have taken both of our lives in completely different directions. Abortion has allowed me to live my life and make the choices that I think everyone should get to make. You made other choices, Andrew. You knocked up a girl that you weren't committed to. I'm just saying, you know, it's that decision is not the only choice involved in the parade of choices that people have as it pertains to this issue. But how it specifically makes you a better father to have gone through that, I'm still fuzzy on. Okay, next person up. Simon has a 2-year-old, told Today that he and his wife had an unplanned pregnancy that we decided to abort. Not carrying that first pregnancy to term was the right choice for us and allowed us to grow into people that who were eventually ready to be parents. So now you have a 2-year-old, and your story to them is, oh, we killed your older brother or sister. Really? That makes you a better dad, Simon? Garen, who has a young daughter and actually runs a pro-abortion nonprofit group called Patient Forward, described how his wife and two previous abortions prior to their healthy pregnancy, he stated, about a month or two after my wife had her abortion, she was able to get pregnant again. So we really wouldn't have the kid that we have today if she wasn't able to access abortion care. Again, so we murdered your older sibling so that we could have you. I hope you don't tell that kid that, by the way. I hope you don't put that on them. I mean, talk about absurd. Jacob from Washington has 2 kids, told the outlet that his wife had an abortion during the week he was arrested for misdemeanor assault and resisting arrest while out drinking. My wife made the decision to terminate. It wasn't unilateral, but she had my full support. I wasn't able to be there for her, nor did she want me to be, but I understood why. I put myself in that position. We were farther apart than we had ever been. He then added, but I was lucky. The abortion gave me the time and space to get myself regulated and allowed us to take the time we needed to heal our relationship and our family. So, I'm a mess. I was a drunk, and I couldn't stop hitting her, and I resisted arrest, and killing the kid gave me the chance to spend all the time alone that I needed so I could be me, so I could take care of myself. These are actual men that are saying that this procedure helped them become, quote, better fathers. Father of 2, Alan, recounted how he and his wife couldn't make room for a 3rd child in their family, so we decided to terminate the pregnancy. I was so grateful. It's hard to imagine we'd have fit the pieces together with a 3rd child. Oh, our life would have been so messed up if we had had the 3rd child. Peter from Massachusetts explained that he had 2 abortions, one with a previous partner and one with his current wife. Of the first, he claimed, I also would not have found my wife to be the more emotionally mature father that I am to my child. The foreseeable exhaustion and resentment and discord, because that's all kids are, right? They're just exhaustion and resentment and discord. You know what this piece is? It's not about how abortion made them better men. It's an open confession at what sorry fathers they are and what horrific individuals they you have to be to say that murdering your own child in some way made you a better dad? I've heard a lot of stupid things, but this is profane. And I will tell you one thing, that the children that they do have surviving, when they read this piece, and they know that they have brothers and sisters that do not exist because dad murdered them, they're going to have to deal with some pretty serious question answering from those kids. Unbelievable. What a horrific way to observe Father's Day. Shame on you, NBC Today. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you may or may not know that there is a Republican gubernatorial race that is actually in the state of New York going to be held in less than 2 weeks. There has not been a ton of national coverage or even region-wide coverage on a lot of this stuff. And I think it has to do a lot with the fact that sometimes people view the state of New York as sometimes a wasteland for Republican or common sense ideas or issues. Certainly the men that have put themselves forward this year for that position have not felt that way. And I am honored to have my next guest return to the Kevin McCullough microphone. He is the son of former America's mayor, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Andrew Giuliani, a talented public figure himself. He has served the president most recently in the Trump administration, and of course a big boost to his dad's work with Giuliani and Partners as well. Andrew, it's always fun to talk to you. Thanks for coming back.
Kevin, thanks for having me on.
When you look at this particular season in the state that you grew up in, New York State, and the challenges that have been kind of been plagued there from one-party rule, from lots and lots and lots and lots of Democrats winning lots and lots and lots of seats over and over and over again, Jimmy rigging elections, changing districts, doing everything they can to say we're gonna keep it that way. What gives you the idea that you or Rob or Lee or any of you could step up and say it's the year that Republicans can take it home? What makes you guys think that?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, nationally, we're looking at a big red wave. And I think you don't have to look any further than where we are at the gas pump right now. You mentioned before I had the opportunity to work 4 years in President Trump's White House. And I know one of the major policy accomplishments that he was so proud of was the fact that America was energy independent. We were seeing just 2 short years ago those $2 a gallon gas prices now over $5 a gallon in much of the United States of America, certainly here in New York. The thing that's amazing about this is obviously we're running in a Republican primary. Looking at the polling, we're looking good. Obviously, it's coming down to June 28th, so we have, you know, 13, or we got a, you know, a few weeks left to go in all this. But in seeing all the thing that's been amazing to me is how many independents, how many, even some Democrats that are saying, you know, New York is in such dire straits. We got there, as you mentioned before, because of one party rule. And unfortunately, the new boss is the same as the old boss, and Kathy Hochul, just like Andrew Cuomo, she had a lieutenant governor who was arrested within 6 months of his term because of campaign finance fraud. And then her husband is profiting off of the Buffalo Bills stadium that she okayed. I mean, you can take out Bill Hochul and put in Hunter Biden, and Americans can see the story that's going on in all.
Okay, that's a very witty way of working that in, and certainly people that care about good governance should care about such things. But I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think that you're on target with talking about the pain that the gas pumps cause as opposed to the public corruption. Though the public corruption is ultimately what gives us the pain at the gas pumps. But it's not just that. I noticed on your Twitter feed today, you or within the last couple of days, you took a shot at the educational challenges in New York. In New York and New Jersey, the whole tri-state area really is one of those areas where these progressive activist inventive types want to come and toy with our kids in public schools. They want to teach them things that don't really have much to do with education, and what they do want to talk about is why their pee-pee doesn't match what they feel in their brain when it comes to who they are and why they have certain feelings and all this stuff when they're 5, 6, 7 years of age. And as a dad who has a couple of kids in that age range, I'm not down with this, and I don't think average people in New York are either.
Look, the left went after me a couple of months ago because I had the gall to say that I have a baby girl. And while I'm not a biologist, I do know the difference between a man and a woman. And she's going to stay a girl. Look, the truth is, when we think about the chaos theory that's been introduced by gender dysphoria and other ideas like this, this is frankly nothing more than child abuse. When we're talking about somebody who's under the age of 18 potentially introducing gender-blocking therapy to them, they're not in a place where they can make that decision and then really end up hurting their reproductive system for the right. rest of their life. So for me, from an education standpoint, what we can do as an action plan is make sure we have more charter schools in New York. I promise to double that number that is capped at 460 statewide by the end of my first term. And also making sure we have a tax credit system. That way parents can take those high tax dollars that we pay in property taxes in New York and literally have that. So if they want to send their child to a Catholic school like I went to, if they're Jewish, to a yeshiva school, a private school, or even use that money for homeschooling because we know the costs are so high associated with all four of those types of schooling, they can do that. And what it does is it brings the free market into education, and it makes parents, and I know this is a radical idea for some people, but it actually makes parents the primary stakeholders in their kids' education.
Well, and so you mean you don't reflect the views of Merrick Garland that thought that parents were basically the new white supremacist terrorists that were terrorizing school districts in Virginia?
You could say we differ on that right there. I would say the DOJ and the FBI, instead of focusing on parents as domestic terrorists and political adversaries, I guess, in Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani, they probably should be focused on actually doing the deeds of law enforcement.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if you saw what the United States School Board Association is going through in the last 24 hours, but Wisconsin is the latest state that has pulled out of the USBA's membership because of that letter that they wrote to Merrick Garland calling those parents those names. And it is really roiled. I mean, and this gets back to your issue of educational options for parents. There is a belief, Andrew, that when I own a piece of property and I'm paying taxes on that property, there's a belief by the local unions, the teachers' unions, that they have a right to that. There's a belief that that other public unions that are doing things for us, they have a right to that. My village, my state, my wherever else, they believe that they have a right to that. And to the degree that certain things are necessity for communities to go on thriving, etc., I'm not going to disagree on how some of that is spent. But when it comes to stuff that you take my money out of my pocket for, and then you brainwash or undermine my teachings, my values, my faith, and my household to my kids in our local public school, and you tell me that I don't get a voice in that and I don't get to say boo about it? I mean, and if they can do that with things like their own gender identity, Andrew, they can do it with anything. They can choose to change all of American history before our kids if they wanted to.
Kevin, the point that you make when you read the Constitution or read the Federalist Papers, you realize how far we've gotten away from actually what the founders wrote in there and where we are when you mentioned specifically the unions as you made that point right there. I'll tell you where we should be spending our tax dollars in the state of New York. We should be spending our tax dollars to make sure that our police are actually empowered to do the job that they need to do and not actually continue to work on them and putting them on their heels. Unfortunately, we've got a governor who continues to look at bail reform, which is allowing criminals to come on out there, even if they have committed crimes, with basically no punishment, as being the law of the land. And unfortunately, what we've seen in the state of New York is crime has doubled over the last 3 years because of that.
Thank you for not bashing your primary colleagues. Look, whoever gets it, The real enemy is the party that's sitting there now. We've got to go take care of them, and that's what I'm interested in here at this microphone. Anyway.
100%, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, Andrew, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others on Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims to have control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mattar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York State court. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He'll likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than 3 decades. Johnson & Johnson says it will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, switching to its existing cornstarch version. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years over cancer concerns. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We're talking about the slave liberation process that is spearheaded by Christian Solidarity International in North Sudan, retrieving slaves and bringing them back to their homes in South Sudan. Rob Davis is back with us. He's the head of the U.S. operations. And Rob, in our last time together, you were just telling us about a joke, and that's her name. We're not talking about joking. That is her name, a joke. And she had just come back, and the abuse that she went through is so typical of the stories. And yet, when they get to that recovery camp, there's this opportunity for them to decompress. Now, you know, you and I used to live pretty close to each other. We had little watering holes fun to, like, go decompress. The U.S. has its ideas of how you, like, let off steam at the end of the week. I can't imagine trying to, let out all of the pain and the hurt that someone who's lived in this type of abject torture and pain and horror for as long as they have, for them to even let their heart believe that they could possibly be free. right away. But CSI has a really kind of deliberate process as to how they bring them back to life, so to speak, in South Sudan. Can you describe that for us a little bit?
Well, the first thing, when they're brought back to the camp, there's a huge celebration. There's dancing and celebrating. It almost comes to mind like the prodigal son who was lost but found. And certainly, I said this before on your program, I'm not implying certainly that these slaves were in any way prodigal. But in my mind, the biblical feast and party for that son is the type of thing that I envision when these folks are brought back to their villages. And as you said, there's incredible trauma, incredible decompression. We work with local churches. We work with local community leaders who provide the necessary support for those individuals who, as you so aptly put, need to decompress after such a long period of abuse and misuse and trauma. Beyond that, also CSI is very intentional, as you said, about making sure that these slaves aren't just returned to their villages and left alone, but returned to their villages with resources. They're provided with food. They're provided with clothing. They're provided with resources to farm, to grow things that they can then sell as a micro enterprise. They're given a goat, which can produce milk, not only for nourishment for themselves, but also, again, that they can sell in the communities. So CSI is really interested in not only the freedom, but then on top of that, obviously seeing that through to the point where these folks who have been traumatized and enslaved for decades are able to be productive members of the communities that they're returned to, which are the communities, hopefully, that they originally were taken from.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I love about this is that in the prodigal son celebration, I think, is very apt. And again, to reemphasize, we're not saying that these slaves did anything wrong of their own accord. Their greatest crime was just being in the wrong place at the wrong time and being victim to people that had really ill intent. But I keep, and I've not been on one of the liberation trips, and at some point I'm going to have to go, but I've talked to enough of CSI people that have been there that when they are given that bag of hope and everything that that contains, which you just listed some of, the grain and the seed and the she-goat, these people have never received anything, you know, one hundredth that valuable. And it's almost as like, I would think, in the American experience of driving up and dropping someone a set of keys to a brand new house or something. I mean, it is the equivalent in that culture of giving them everything they need for a successful life that they now own, that is theirs. They didn't even have their own agency of choice for their own body for the last dozens of years that they've had. And now they have the most generous gift that they've ever been given. And I think that's where that exuberance comes from, at least part of it on their part. It's where that exuberance comes from. They can't believe that God has been so good to them and faithful to them to allow them to have such a gift be given to them. And friend, here's the real bottom line. Your $250 gift provides all of it. Just think about that for a second. You write one check for $250 and you give this person literally a brand new life that they've never dreamed of having. And sure, they've gone through a lot of pain. Sure, it's been a lot of hurt. But I think kind of equal to the depth of the pain that they felt, there's this joy that rises up in their heart. And they're able to say, hey, God remembered me. In fact, Rob, I know some of the stories that we've read in the past, they've actually said that they've been praying to God and God remembered them. And we'll give you some more stories as we continue. But here's that phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I need you to go to the phone, make the call. You can, by the way, break it up however you need to. If you don't have $250 on hand, you could do $125 a month for 2 months or $50 a month for six. Whatever you need to do. The McCullough family last year did one slave a month, $250 a month, because we felt like that was what God was calling us to do as a family. What is he asking of you? Figure it out, then make the call. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as we are welcoming Rob Davis back with us from CSI, we've been talking a little bit about the efforts of helping liberate slaves in northern Sudan and helping them return to their Christian home in South Sudan. And Rob, we're very thankful for everyone who's calling 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. But nothing really brings this home to me like hearing the stories of the freed slaves personally and firsthand, and CSI goes to great length to make sure that they help the slave encapsulate and actually write down their story so that they have it to tell as part of their testimony and just be able to deal with it on a personal level. But take us there and explain just how significant a liberation is.
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, we've mentioned previously that these are people, in this particular case, I'm looking at a testimony of a woman who's been a slave for, she's 40 years old now. She's been a slave most likely for over 30 years. And finally, after praying and praying and praying for decades, CSI has located her and is able to provide her with her freedom and a second chance at life, really. So these, as you said, these are, we are careful to document these people. We document their stories. Just as we've discussed in the past, their stories are a little rough. They're taken directly as they speak them, and we transcribe them as spoken. So sometimes they're a little rough, the cadence is not exactly smooth as we would speak. But these are real people. I mean, here's Agat Atian, who was born in a village near the border of Sudan and South Sudan. Her family are farmers. They farmed sorghum and groundnuts. She says she was very young when the Arabs attacked her village. They came in big numbers on horses with guns, shooting anything that they saw running. I ran into the forest, and they ran after me on their horses. They shot guns. I sat down to avoid being shot. Arab grabbed my hands and pushed me in front of him. I walked with him, looked down. I was not allowed to look at his face. His gun was always pointed at me. I could see death coming. I saw many people captured. We walked in a long line. Three men refused to move. Arab shot them dead. I cried. I was so scared. I was so young. I had never seen anything like this. She was taken to this Arab captor's house. And there she had to live along with his three wives and children. He was a babysitter. She would shower them, wash their clothes, stay with them all day. But they called her Dirty Jengi and Stupid Dinka, which were incredibly derogatory names, obscene things, really. The Arab masters would not buy clothes for me, but he would give me a few used clothes from his children. In the morning, I was ordered to take a shower first before I touched the children because I was dirty. I was sick one day, and the Arab master insulted me and called me a dirty dinka. You are bringing disease to our house, he would say. I was kept away from his children for 21 days, not taken to the hospital, but just staying home. She had four children by him, of course, forced sexual activity. And she says, I was praying at night for God to take me back to South Sudan. People told me that an Arab retriever was in the area to take back slaves to South Sudan. I asked people how I could find him. People told me that he would be at the market. He did come, and I met him and was taken ultimately back to South Sudan. You know, the neat thing that I notice here is that she said she was praying at night for God to take her back to South Sudan. And we don't know for sure, obviously, that one of your listeners, Kevin, specifically freed this woman. But that's what your listeners are doing. Yeah. These women are praying at night that they please be taken back to their homeland, back to their family. And they're still praying after 30-plus years. This woman actually says she was captured in 1996.
Wow.
So that's 37 years.
Yeah.
So she was captured when she was three.
Wow.
In captivity for 37 years, continuing to pray to God that somehow he would rescue her. And through the efforts of people like listeners to your program, Kevin, we see these miracles literally happening in these people's lives.
It is so powerful. And to think that complete liberation and then a gift that we talked about a little bit, but we need to talk a bit more, called the Bag of Hope, that sets them up for their new life, is all given for only $250. Friends, that's the amazing impact you can make at 888-342-1010. But I need you to call 888-342-1010. Real quickly, the Bag of Hope, it's kind of like a new lease on life. It's kind of like if somebody rolled up and said, here's a brand new house and the fridge full of food. And, by the way, here's a job. And you're going to be able to provide for yourself going forward. That's the equivalent of what this is in their life. Tarps and things to help protect them from the weather for sure, but then grain to eat, seed to plant more grain, and my favorite part, Rob, I always talk about this, is the little she-goat, because those little she-goats can be bred, and they can give more she-goats to make a little bit of money with, so you have a micro-enterprise kind of system, but that also supplies some milk products, some dairy, some other things for them as they are trying to provide. That's just part of what's in the Bag of Hope. There's fishing utensils, there's cooking utensils, there's gardening utensils, there's all these things. And these women have never received anything so kind in their entire life. They literally weep when they are given the bag of hope, because it brings so much hope to their life. And friends, that's what you provide at 888-342-1010. And Rob, we talked about this a little bit before, but the impact that this has on the slave is significant, but the impact it can have on our families is also significant as we enter into it. And I just want to challenge people to say, hey, give a considerable notion to exposing your family and your friends to what you're doing with CSI. Let them know about it. Part of the thing that John Abner says every time he's with me is that there's not enough people that know. More people need to know, because the more people that know, can actually the more people that can actually make a difference.
Well, and you know, in this country, typically those who think of slavery think, oh yeah, we abolished that. There was the Civil War, that was all about slavery. Done.
Yeah.
On to the next thing. And you know, in this country, that may be the case. In other parts of the world, slavery in some cases is at an all-time high, and it's just something that we don't give thought to because it's not our own reality.
888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or click on that picture, as Rob said, at csi-usa.org. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4255. 4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the New Music Spotlight stage, special Father's Day selections this week. Here's Stephen Curtis Chapman.
She spins and she sways. do whatever a song plays without a care in the world. And I'm sitting here wearing the weight of the world on my shoulders. It's been a long day and there's still work to do. She's pulling at me saying, Dad, I need you. There's a ball at the castle and I've been invited. And I need to practice my dancing. Oh, please, Daddy, please. So I will dance with Cinderella while she's here in my arms. 'Cause I know something the prince never knew. Oh, 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 I will dance with Cinderella. I don't want to miss even one song. All too soon, the clock will strike midnight, and she'll be gone. Well, she says he's a nice guy, and I'd be impressed. And she wants to know if I approve of the dress. She says that the prom is just 1 week away. And I need to practice my dancing. Oh, please, Daddy, please. So I will dance with Cinderella while she's here in my arms. 'Cause I know something the prince never knew. Even one song, 'cause all too soon the clock will strike midnight and she'll be gone. Well, she came home today with a ring on her hand, just glowing and telling us all they had planned. And she says, Dad, the wedding is 6 months away, and I need to practice my dancing. Oh, please, Daddy, please. So I will dance with Cinderella while she's here in my arms. 'Cause I know something the prince never knew. Oh, 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 how I'll dance with Cinderella. I don't want to miss even one song. It's all too soon.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.